We want to start this hour in California, where a restful holiday weekend turned into an emergency helicopter evacuation for more than 200 campers trapped by that raging wildfire in the Sierra National Forest.
This past weekend was one of the hottest in the state's history. Temperatures soared above 120 degrees in parts of Southern California, fueling fires that are still burning. California Governor Gavin Newsom has now declared a state of emergency. And for the latest, we're joined by Jacob Margolis, reporter with KPCC in Southern California. And Jacob, the state's fire chief says more than 2 million acres have burned across the state so far this year, record-breaking numbers. Give us a sense of how big these current fires are.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a rough year. These fires that we're seeing now aren't as large or as numerous as the fires in August. You know, those were record-setting. They're still going technically. They were absolutely insane. They were driven by just thousands of lightning strikes across the state. But the fires that are burning right now are still, I mean, supremely destructive and scary and life-altering for many. So since Friday, we've seen three major ones that at least I'm focused on. The Creek Fire is up in Sierra National Forest. Those were the rescues that you mentioned. It's at about 73,000 acres, and it's fast-moving. It's dangerous. We've seen some pretty extreme fire weather up there as well. And down here in Southern California, we're dealing with the Valley Fire, and most notably for me is the El Dorado Fire, which is at 7,400 acres in the San Bernardino Mountains. The kicker for that one is it was started not by lightning, but by a gender reveal party gone wrong, which is devastating and frustrating for all of us that are looking at sepia skies right now.
Absolutely. It was set off by fireworks at that gender reveal party. You mentioned the heat. I mean, San Francisco hit 100 degrees, downtown Los Angeles 112, San Luis Obispo 120, breaking all of the records. How unprecedented are temperatures like this, and how is it contributing to the spread of these fires?
Yeah, so it was actually near where I am, it was 121 degrees, which set the record for Los Angeles. And heat impacts a lot of things. It's in and of itself is not going to cause the fire, but the heat does dry things out. It raises the ambient air temperature so that the matter that catches on fire is technically closer to its combustion point. You know, we're already at critical dryness across Southern California, so stuff is going to burn. But on top of all that, the heat really impacts not only just vegetation, but the firefighters who are out in it. Heat stroke is very real. They've been on fires for weeks now. Exhaustion is very real. They need a break. 121 degrees, I can tell you, is very hot.
Absolutely. I mean, I woke up to ash all over my car and my neighbor's cars here in the Los Angeles area. The Bay Area is entering its third week of poor air quality. Air quality is a significant issue right now. Is there any relief ahead?
Yeah, it looks like, it depends on how much of a handle they get on these fires, but it looks like temperatures are going to start to drop, which is good, which might improve air quality a little bit, at least in Southern California. The problem is we're looking at Santa Ana winds possibly rolling through, or I think they are going to roll through on Tuesday and Wednesday. Santa Ana winds bring wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour this time around. And so those are really the fires that, like in past years, we've seen burn all the way to the ocean. Those are driven by Santa Ana winds, just really strong winds that firefighters can't always get ahead of those kinds of fires because they're just moving so fast. So we have to see how the next day goes.
Jacob, I want to ask you about the winds as well as the lightning strikes that you mentioned earlier. These fires have generated their own thunderstorms with lightning as well as massive winds. This is a phenomenon that may be surprising to some. How is that happening?
Yeah, so when big vegetation like trees or just vegetation burns, moisture flies up into the air, basically condenses along with the ash, creating these gigantic, huge pyrocumulus clouds. They can turn into pyrocumulonimbus clouds, which create lightning. But pyrocumulus on their own are also very dangerous because they create very erratic weather. The fires, which means that like the fire gets, it ends up spotting, so it gets pushed all around. It can be hard to fly aircraft through there. Yesterday we saw one of those collapse, and that was really concerning because it created just wild weather. So impacts a lot.
Absolutely. That's Jacob Margolis, reporter with KPCC. Thank you so much.
Thank you.